This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Again, Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Elul. We're continuing in Sefer Mishneh Berurah. Simen Kuf Lamed Tes Sif Dalet. We're in the middle of Sif Dalet. The Mechaber said that anyone who gets an aliyah makes a bracha before and after. Even though Medina, really only the first Oyla can make a bracha before, and the last Oyla will make a bracha after. Still, Bnei HaNechnasim HaYoytzim, who may not have heard the bracha before, or may not hear the bracha after, every Oyla makes a bracha before and after. We're in the middle of Mishneh Berurah, Sivkatan, Tes Vav. The Mishnah, let's start again. Mevarchim lefanel l'achreah hinei l'achreah shibirchas ha-shanasim l'kol yam midrabanan. The bracha at the end is midrabanan according to everyone. Well, lefanel and the bracha before shibirchas ha-shabachar yesh deos bein ha-poiskim im hidvar tor d'rabanan. There's a machlokes. Whether it's d'raisa or d'rabanan, we pointed out, it's only tzad that it would be d'raisa v'hanimili kishole bercha dayam berchas ha-tor. If you didn't yet make berchas ha-torah. Question: if you didn't make Berchas HaTorah, then of course it's Dairaisa, because Berchas HaTorah is Dairaisa. So why would anyone hold it's Rabbanan? Berchas HaTorah is Dairaisa. I guess that's what the Mishneh Berurah means. There are opinions that Berchas HaTorah d'Rabbanan. We paskin like the Shagas Arya that it's d'Raisa. There are achroinim that says d'Rabbanan. What the Mishneh Berurah means is, in general, Berchas HaTorah is a machloikis if it's d'Raisa d'Rabbanan. And that's only noigea if you get an aliyah, if you didn't yet make Berchas HaTorah. But it's a little bit of an interesting presentation, because we're talking about the bracha for an aliyah. So that means the Mishneh Berurah should have just said everybody holds Berchas HaTorah on an aliyah is d'Rabbanan. I don't know why he brings in the general machlokes whether Berchas HaTorah is d'Raisa is d'Rabbanan. That's already, we had that earlier in Simen Mem something, Mem Zayin or so, or Mem Vav. Okay, why do we not make a bracha? Asher kedushan mitzayis v'tzivano likrois b'Torah. Prima Gadam says, because we already said lasik, and it's not a hefsik, because at every moment the obligation rests upon you to learn Torah. Therefore, if somebody got called up for an aliyah before Berchas HaTorah, he should make the bracha lasik before his aliyah. Okay. Im tab berchas haro pasach asher nasan lanu b'makam asher bachar. If let's say the oila said asher nasan instead of asher bachar, im nizkar koydim shomer Hashem yachasima. If you remember before he said Hashem's name in the chasima, the haynu noisein atayra, yaschil, he starts again me asher bachar banu. Once he already said baruch ato Hashem, he's done. But if he didn't say Hashem's name, he should go back to asher bachar banu. Vim kvar omer bracha to Hashem, av shadayin lo yamer noisin atayra, yisai moisa bracha, ul achar kriya yomer asher bachar banu. So if you already said Hashem's name, just conclude noisin atayra, and then after the kriya, you should say asher bachar banu. Oid kasav sham, im omer bracha harishayna karoi. If he said the first bracha properly, uvabracha hashniya ta v'hischel asher bachar banu. What if the first bracha said properly and then the second bracha he made a mistake and he said asher bachar again? Imnizkar tamra amra bracha to Hashem noisin ator yaschel me asher nasan lani. Avalim loy nizkar ad lachshem bracha to Hashem noisin atorah. Then he has to make the bracha again. Yaschel oir hapam mitchilas habracha. So if he's finished the bracha, bracha to Hashem noisin atayrah, he just goes back and makes a ashana sanlanu one more time. But what if he remembered after he said Hashem's name before noisin atayrah? V'im nizka la'achar bracha to Hashem before noisin atayrah, then he should say Elokeinu melech haolam ashana sanlanu. Okay. Now we're going to learn how to get an aliyah. Says Mechaber, V'roya ha-pasuk shetzarach lahaskal bay. You should see the pasuk that you need to begin with, v'acher kach yivarech, and then make the bracha. Says Mishabura, V'roya ha-pasuk, k'dei sheyeda mahu mevarech, in order for you to know what you're making a bracha on. V'acher kach yivarech, and then you make the bracha. Right, Salaymar, she'ein sarach liglal ha-sefer Torah b'shas berchasei. You do not need to close the sefer Torah when you make the bracha. Aye, but maybe people are going to suspect that you're reading the bracha is from the Sefer Torah. V'lek l'mecha shema yomru, bracha is k'suvas b'sefer Torah. But v'davka b'vracha rishayna lecha sheshulazah. They're only not choshish for this in the bracha rishayna, because to close it is tercha de tzibura. Mishum tercha de tzibura, she'et starcha lahamtin, ad sheyachzer v'yiftach. People are going to have to wait until you go and open it again. Ava bracha achrayna. But the bracha after deleka tamzeh, where it's not tercha de tzibura, because anyway you have to close it. Vigam de but I'm sorry, but dafka the bracha rishon, they're not concerned because of tercha de tzibura. But the bracha achrayna, where this doesn't apply, because number one, you don't have to open it. The aliyah is over. V'gam de blavach tzach liglal sefer Torah b'gav v'gan. You have to close it anyway. B'vaday adav yoyser shigal kaidem bracha. It's definitely better to close the sefer Torah before you make the bracha. That everybody agrees to. That you need to close the sefer Torah before you make the bracha after. V'zeu shemasayim ha-mechaber de'achar shekara goylel u'mevarech. That's what's back to the mechaber. U'la'achar shekara goylel u'mevarech. So after the aliyah, you close the Sefer Torah and you make the bracha. However, before you make the bracha, you do not need to close the Sefer Torah. We are not worried. People are going to say that you're reading the bracha is from the Sefer Torah. We're only worried about that in a situation where there's no tercha de tzibura. Where there's tercha de tzibura, then we put that chshash aside. So therefore, in the bracha before, you keep it open. The bracha after, you keep it closed. But on the other hand, there is somewhat of a chashash that people are going to say the brachas are written. So therefore, we don't require you to close it, because you're allowed to take into account the tercha de tzibura. Let's see the Bir Halacha. V'roya ha-pasuk shetzarach lahaskabai. I am Mishmur Dimas v'achagavach. V'da, d'yesh poskim shesoivim dimroitza liglal v'achar kach levarach adav tfei. Some poskim say, if you want to close it and then make the bracha, it's better. It's better. Ela d'halacha k'rabiyuda she'enoi mechuyiv la'asos kein. And therefore, based on this, in some places they're noig sharoyin, they see v'goyel and they close it. V'acher kach mevarchin, v'nahara nahara upshate. Each river flows on its intended in its course. So, in other words, here we have it even more explicit. Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not mechuyev to close it because of the issue of tercha de tzibura. However, you're allowed to. You're allowed to. Why? Shelo yomru, that the brachas are. Now, what do you do? Haga. So the opinion of the mechaber is that you keep it open. You see the pasuk and you make the bracha with the sefer Torah open. But what about the fact that people are going to think you're reading it? So now we have the Rama. The Rama says, "Hago v'shosh mevarich bracha rishana yafich panav al asad." You turn to the side. Shelo yehi nira k'mevarich min haTorah. So it doesn't look like you're making a bracha from the Torah. V'nira li, that comes from the Kalbay. V'nira li, it's interesting that the Mishnah, the Bir Halacha, did not quote which poskim hold that you're allowed to close it. He just says the achroinim, but he doesn't tell you who the achroinim are. The Rama, who's going with the mechaber, says you keep it open and you turn your face. Says the mishmar yafich panav sfirale. Right. So the opinion of the Rama is from the Kalbay, and then the Rama adds his own little comment, venerli di yafech panam letzad smali, you should turn to your left. Yafech panam, svirle di kivin de bezel leka tercha de tzibur. There's no tercha de tzibur if you turn. Toiv lachash gam be bracha rishayna lechshash shalo yomru brachas ksuvs b'toira. It's correct to be concerned for the opinion that even by bracha rishayna, people shouldn't say the brachas are written in the Torah. Kamoi shekasavnu ke'ein zeh b'sivkatan yud zayin. However, let's just do the next Mishnah Berurah, part of it. Smoilai, why turn to the left? To who yamin HaKadosh Baruch Hu emel enegdai? It's the right of Hashem who stands opposite you. V'chanal simen kuf chav gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch says, when you say Oysa Shalom, you first turn to the left. Why? Because you see yourself opposite the Shekhinah. Mihu. Mihu. Some say, some achrayim, namely the Taz, say it's not correct to turn your face. It looks, you're not making a bracha on what you're about to read. It looks like you're, I don't know what you're doing. Because you're turning your face away. These achrayim say, better to close your eyes. And it's better to close your eyes and not look at the Sefer Torah at the time of the bracha. I presume the Rama would hold that, you know, people don't know from behind whether your eyes are open or closed, but if they see you turning to the side, then they know you're not making the bracha from the Sefer Torah. So you have basically three options. Option number one is what the Mechaber and the Rama say, where you keep the Sefer Torah open and you turn to the left. Option number two is the Taz, where you keep the Sefer Torah open and you close your eyes. Option number three is what the Bir Halacha says, that you close the Sefer Torah. V'ayin b'Bir Halacha. I do what the Bir Halacha does. I close it. I don't like turning to the side. It's very disconcerting to me. I don't know what the guy's doing. Where is he looking?
The brachas are very often on the side. It's perfect.
No, but the brachas are usually on the right, are always on the right side.
On the right side, right. Okay. I want you to turn to the left, and for some reason,
yeah.
The brachas on the right side, which is on the left.
Yesh noyagin, lishchois, ulishtachavois, ve'es amiras habracha mishum kavod ha'Torah. Some are noig to bow and to bend when they say the bracha because of kavod ha'Torah. I used to have guys who did that. Why do they bow to the Torah? The Prima Gadim says, v'mnei shekol ha'Torah hu shmoysav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kasav el yoraba, da'al kolpanam lo yishcha gam b'soif ha'bracha. You shouldn't bow also at the end of the bracha. Sounds like from the beginning of the bracha, you're allowed to bow. The Aziyah near Kilo Moisav al Shchiyos Shetik Nacham the Asur Kamashukasav al Elbasimin Kufyud Gimal. It's interesting. Ber Halacha in his third option, he doesn't tell you who the Achroinim are. You have Mechaber Rama, you have the Taz, and then you have Achroinim.
Just like bow, like by Mugin Avram in the same way, or bow when you.
No, they like remain bowing the whole time. I've seen that.
It's interesting that neither the Mishnah Berurah nor the Halacha requires people to actually kiss the place of where the Aliyah is beginning, and that half the time they end up with the tzitzis putting their finger on the clock. I see it all every day almost. And you're not allowed to touch the Sefer Torah. They also get saliva that messes up the ksav. There's no such requirement here.
Rav Henkin said you're not to touch the letters. Even with tzitzis, you could be over a lav of mechikas Sefer Torah. Rav Henkin says in the Eidos Yisrael not to touch. You should touch the parchment on the bottom of the page, where there's no ice.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.